Beginning of Shin Chav Ches, which is a long siman, the halachas of Chazal b'Shabbos. Really, actually, the halachas are in Shin Chav Ches and in Shin Chav Tes, and there's halachas of Yoledes and then Bris Milah on Shabbos. So these halachas go for a while. Okay, so the first sif Aleph, Mishiyesh Meichesh Ba'alma V'Mischazik V'Halach Kibori. A person has some elements of affliction, but he's walking around healthy, strong enough, like as if he'd be a healthy person. So that's the person which Chazal said the issur of taking medications applies because of the concern that he might come to actually do the concoction. Make the concoction on Shabbos. Including in that would be the act of teichin, of grinding up the herbs to make the medicines. A person, it's a yeshua sakana, doesn't apply. Even yeshua sakana doesn't apply. But for mechush ba'alma, it applies. Yes?
And it's also, if somebody else committed to it, they would say he could not go to the medicine cabinet and get something.
I think the chiddush is all around. Even the person himself, we have much more of a chashash, and he might, because he's focusing on his illness, might do something wrong. The chiddush is even somebody else who doesn't care that much can't do it. There is I don't care that, you know, this guy is so involved in taking care of his headache, so he might do something. I don't have the headache, so I'm not as when the gezeirah is less and still he asked it. Okay. The language is interesting. I think that's why they said it like that. Sif katan aleph mechash ba'alma v'mischazik the imkoyev le'tuva, if the pain is significant, v'chol kol guva yerezet, to the point that the whole body feels weakened from the pain. Af. Or because of this person, he took the bed because of it. Even though it's not something which is life threatening, so refu, which does not include a malacha involved, is mutter. Fine. Furthermore, once a person is a chelo shem b'sakana, having a go at mutalas the feel of Allah Gemura Kidla Kamam Sif Yzain Siflam Zain Ayn Sham. So Khalashemba Sakana Malacha Deraisa Ayare Akum is mutter. So I get this question all the time. Somebody's in the hospital but it's not necessarily life threatening. Can they ask the non-Jewish nurse to, you know, do they have to hint to them? I said, you don't hint to them, you can tell them directly. Whatever if you're in the hospital, we assume you're Khalashemba Sakana, at least. So whatever you need to tell the goy, you tell them directly. There's no need for any hinting. Okay, so you cannot do for him a shum refuah beis. I feel darer and shem behem shum malacha gam ken osur kiel basim shen chavzayin sef aleph. The case over there was rubbing on this oil. So there's no malacha involved in that, but still they asked it. The kamam sef la mavavachi gap.
Someone who just does a meich.
Somebody who says a mechush, so even though there's no malach involved, they answered it. I feel like a Yehudi. So what's also Ayre Yakum? Hana filu darum shuhum rak mishum shuas gamkin also yoda kim shu rak mechush ba'alma. So here's the Kiddush that for a person who's a mechush ba'alma, we're not even master mir la'akum on a derabana. Now, we're not even matter mir ba'alm mir la'akim even at the rabbanon. We're not matter. Now there's a madrega which does not come up here in Shin Chav Ches, but back in Shin Zayin we have that a case that a person has shoes to shoes from Malkum mixes chayli is mutter. So that's the middle. That's another madrega which we don't see over here in Shin Chav Ches. In Shin Chav Ches we see three madregas: Mechush Ba'alma, Chalash Shebasakana, Chalash Yesh Basakana. There's a madrega of Mixus Chayli. So for Mechush Ba'alma, Amir La'akam is also even Ma'ir Darbonin. For Mixus Chayli, Shuz Amir La'akam and Darbonin is Mutter. So that's a madrega which is interesting. It doesn't come up over here, but it comes up over there in Shin Zayin. The Mishabura mentions it over here in one place, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Okay, so that's the Sif Aleph. We're going to sort of like put that on hold and discuss that more. But like that's that's the biggest Kiddush I think in the whole sugya of Refuah is Chazal made this Gzeira. So there's an Issur Refuah on Shabbos. Okay, so what's Mutter? So the chalish yesh b'sakana. Mishyesh a chalish al sakana sepeis. So a person has a chalish yesh b'sakana, mitzvah l'chalo b'shal elav as a Shabbos. Not only is it mutter, but it's a mitzvah to me, but to save his life. A vazor is raised in mashubach. A person who does it more with more alacrity is considered more praiseworthy. V'hashoyol, a person comes and asks if he's allowed to do it, as opposed to acting immediately. He'll be held culpable for the loss of life which might take place. He's going to be held responsible. So the reason is because the pasuk of B'chai Behem tells us that there's an override on the Isser of mitzvah Shabbos because of mitzvah of keeping a person alive. There are actually other reasons the Gemara gives, other sources the Gemara gives. We'll see more about that later on, actually in Siman Shin Chaf Tes, I think. But that's the more it comes out that the reason of a Chai Behem everybody agrees to, but there's other reasons besides that. Rezor is raised in Meshubach. That there should be Yisrael and Gedolim, you shouldn't give it over to Ketanim, you shouldn't ask Karim to do it, etc. So that's the lochas over there, that there's a locha that you're allowed to override the mitzvahs of the Torah to save a person's life. But it has to be either, you can't just do anything, it has to be something which we know that it has some level of efficacy, either because it's Yidul and Lanoshim, people know that it works, or there's a doctor there who's saying that this is the appropriate thing to do under these circumstances. Okay. We'll see later on that kameyas are mutter. Kameyas are considered refu yadua. That they, you know, we look at them as being metaphysical, but it's refu yadua. They had kameyas which were known that they worked. So that includes. So we say refu yadua doesn't necessarily mean it has to be something which is we understand it in a physical sense. As long as it's refu yadua, that's sufficient.
You're allowed to
write
it on
Shabbos? Well, you're allowed to wear it out, but it's saw, you know, if necessary, you're allowed to write it. Assuming that it's a mumcha, which is a kameya, which is a kameya mumcha, which is, it's been established that it's a valid type of a kameya. Yes, you'd be allowed to write it if necessary. But Cheryl, the person who asked the question, as opposed to jumping in and doing what he's supposed to do, is going to be held responsible for Shavu Domin. Pirish Oiso Isha, whom he's chasid, but Yorah Lechal Shabbos, Pechal Lechazet, Kimayere Mara. The person who's scared to be Mechal Shabbos until he asks the Rav, when he sees a potential life threatening situation, who Shavu Domin? Shabbosha Huarlech, Lishal Yechla, Hachala, Yechla Shachala, Yosav Yuchal Yistakin. By the time he goes and comes back, the Charla's situation might worsen to the point that it will not be able to save him anymore. Because of Omer, Yerushalmi adds another element over here. It says Hanishal raised a Maguna. And the Rav was being asked is considered Maguna. Now what did the Rav do wrong? I mean, well, Pirish. He should have made sure that the people understood that that's what to do, that they shouldn't be coming and having to ask him any questions when it happens. So the fact that he allowed the situation, as it were, to come to this, that somebody's not acting in the right way to save the life, he's held responsible. By his lack of he should have been proactive, and by the lack thereof of being proactive, he's held considered maguna. Okay, b'machal about to yisera shiavur lovus haShabbos. The chal is refusing treatments. Kavanas are medarim aliboy shu chasidus shal shtus. We explained to him that which he's being mischasid and refusing to be treated is not chasidus. It's shtus. There's a famous maisa with the Rambam says a person who does that is considered like a suicide. He's mischayev nafshoy. If he would subsequently die, he's held responsible for his own death. There was a maisa in Bris. So there was a person who refused to eat on Yom Kippur against the pekuda, you know, what the doctor said, and he died. And Reb Chaim Brisker treated him like a suicide. But didn't allow the family to shiva the whole thing, and said that he killed himself. Like, so,
if it turns out that the full Shabbos was not necessary, is that considered shogeg or not even shogeg?
No, it's a mitzvah. He did the right thing. Okay, now. In Sifkim, let me just see if there's anything important over here in the Sharvat Zion before we go by to. Okay. The Sifkim, the Shulchan Aruch gives us a list of things which are considered Chalash Yesh B'Sakana. We'll talk about a little bit about some of them, trying to talk about them, some of them in modern terms. Okay. Kolamaka shalchol. Anytime that there's going to be some type of an illness, which is in the halal of the body, it's not on the outside, but it's an inner illness. So we consider that a sakana. What's called halal? Hanu mishenayim v'lifnim, from the teeth inwards. Mishenayim be'atzma b'chalal b'chalal elas haShabbos. So, if a person has a tooth infection, you know, we live in this wonderful world called penicillin. You live in a world where a person had a tooth infection without penicillin, that could spread over the whole body. It was considered makosh, considered sakonos of oshes. So if it progressed to the point where it's not just he had a little bit of pain, but he's it's clearly that there's something going on wrong over here, significant. That's considered a maka. You'd be mechal Shabbos. Medavka shenis kalkol echad meivor mepnimi machus maka oibua b'kriyot v'zeh. Al mechushim einu nikroim maka. We know that there's been some type of wound, or clearly there's some type of growth there. Abua is like a boil, but just the fact that he's having pain is not considered a maka shalchol. But even in the case where we don't think it's considered makashel, you can ask him. You can ask a guy to do it. Okay. So, Mr. Baruch. By the molars, so what's further back in the mouth, that's clearly considered the more so there's certain illnesses which develop over there which are considered sakanas nefashos. Um that's much more connected already to the throat and those type of things. Shinai Matzim V'Klal, the teeth are included in the Makos Shacholol. So what's that about? The Mishabura Haino Hechi, the Koivle Tuva, to a scenario where there's significant pain. V'Cholol Kol Gufa Ayrei Zeb, to the point that the whole body has been weakened by it. Afshlo Nofel Mishkav, even if he has not taken to bed. He's having some pain in his teeth. That's not what we're talking about. Now, beyond this case over there, if they have machlus sefidno, so there's this illness called sefidno. Well, Mishabur will explain it. Whatever this illness was, it caused a great sensitivity in the gums to bleeding. Suppose we say that the minor person said that this is not what we have, a person has a gum disease type of thing. There's something else, whichever this was, because this clearly, the Gemara says it starts there and it spreads throughout the intestinal tract. Eventually goes to the Bema Ayim. Gum disease doesn't do that. So whatever this illness is, it's considered something which is indicative of the fact that there's some type of problem throughout the gastrointestinal tract and moves into the Bema Ayim afterwards. And it's a sakana. Okay, now so wasn't it in the case of the Maka of the Shinayim and Sefidna? The Sefidna, which the Gemara has named Sefidna as something which is a kind of Zavashas. I feel like Chal of a Reif Amrim Ein Tzarch L'Chilul Amrinu De'ein B'ki and B'zeh Ki Mekubu B'yad Chazal Shesekonehi. So even if the Chal says, I think I'm fine, the doctor says that he's fine. But if, assuming we know that with this machlo of Sefidna was, Mishnah Berurah seems to say that he knew what it was. I don't know what it is. But so assuming we would recognize this illness, the Gemara says it's a sakana. So even though the doctor says not, that doesn't make a difference. But by regular, not tefidna, but by regular scenario that we're saying a lot of mechalal Shabbos is because of a maka by the teeth. So b'stama mechalin, in the case of stam, we're choshish for sakana or mechalal. However, if there's a doctor here, since he recognizes this as this specific type of tooth issue is not a sakana, so we're not mechalal Shabbos. So now, regards to tefidna, the famous question which comes up is the concept of nishtan ativim. Like, how does it play out in regards to this issue? The Gemara has various different illnesses that talked about. So, assuming we can even necessarily isolate what they are and recognize them, but then the next question is, do we say nishtan ativim, that what we have nowadays is the same or different than them? The stam assumption is that it's the same. We don't assume the nishtan ativim by these things. So if the Gemara says that sefidna is a sakana, assuming I can recognize what sefidna is, I still have to assume it's at least a suffix sakana, and you mean mechal Shabbos for it. Just one second. Well, let's say the person, not so much a person, just has a cavity. So the refuah is to fill the cavity in this way. It hadn't spread any. We don't know of any infection which has spread, etc. But if we don't do anything about it, having an open thing like that, in a person's mouth where there's plenty of bacteria there, the chances are high that there will be an infection, and an infection can get into the bone, and eventually it can spread to the rest of the body. So there is a potential danger there. But it's not a rush, because it takes a period of time. So, you know, we could, so we don't necessarily, we don't deal with that as a sakana, a present sakana, because there is not a sakana present as of yet. So, but if it's already developed into an infection, so now there is a discussion, we'll see later on. This halacha of azar is raised in Meshubach. It's also in a case where we have a concern that time is of the essence. There are some illnesses which they definitely are sakana. You have to address them, but time is not of the essence. You know, so in that situation, in a case where time is of the essence, we would have to want Yisraelim to do it. We don't want Goyim to do it because we need people to be trained to jump in quickly and deal with it. And if they're going to see a goy doing it, they're going to, next time when it happens, instead of doing it themselves, they're going to look for a goy. And if there's no goy available, meanwhile, they're going to lose time because they think you're supposed to get a goy. But something which really there is no time, time is not of the essence, and it is a sakana, but it can be done in an hour from now safely. So theoretically, looking for a goy is not a problem. So that we'll see later on, that in that situation, it is appropriate. Is appropriate to be mitzvah to chilul Shabbos and have a goy do it instead. Okay. Tess. Davka is one of the. They were my panimim. So we said that when you say maka, it means either there was an actual wound of some sort, or there's a bua, there's something growing there. But a situation where he just has a mechesh ba'alma, not. And the Rambam came along and said, a person has a chesh b'shino, but mistar lov loitziyoy, so you can ask a guy to do it for you. You had mistar. Hainu, the kaivle tuva. There's significant pain. Mistar kol kach ad shechola kol gufa yenezeh. Avshinu nefer l'mishka, because come on, b'sif yudzayin. So he's a cholikal goof, even though he hasn't taken the bed. In a scenario, a woman, she's taking care of her little kids. She can't go to bed. Whether she would like to or not, she just doesn't have the option. But she's a cholikal goof. She's definitely, the whole body is being affected by the illness to the point that she feels weakened, etc. So, Nafal Mishkav is not necessarily the correct way to measure the criteria, because it's not always an option. Okay. So we ask a goy. Zat mishum ravav the mechilim of word the chalish and I'm nikri shal chalal. But the Rambam's goal over here was to take the tooth out. So that's not mutter. Kamalkam ainu mutter loitzah yada Yisrael. So why is it mutter yada Yisrael? The tzah sashen ainu refuah yadua. Taking out the tooth is not necessarily the best idea. Sometimes Adarabba taking the tooth out makes it worse. Now the poskim assume that nowadays that this is not true anymore, and nowadays taking out a tooth is refu yadua. So as much as we're saying that this is a situation where taking out a tooth is mutter because it really is a sakana, so then even Yisrael could do it. You can heal the teeth. It's talking about healing them with medications. It's not talking about taking out the tooth. That we're saying now that you need to go ahead and do that. You should not do that because it's not a fool. You do it. So you could ask a goy, you're not a farmer, So the chara, but what does it help the guy's doing? The Yisrael's involved in the process. He's being mesayeya. He's opening his mouth. He's moving as instructed, etc. Came along the mesayim b'mamish. The Taz holds that the Maskanas of Gemara is Messiah Yesh B'Mamish. We'll have this discussion again in the beginning of Shin Mem. A situation where a woman is supposed to go to the mikveh for the night, she forgot to cut her fingernails. So she wants to ask a non-Jewish woman to cut the fingernails for her. But she'll be Messiah, yeah, because she's being Mamsi her fingers to the. She's, you know, moving as directed by the. So it's a Messiah. Is she allowed to have a non-Jewish woman cut her nails for her? So Tas says no, because of Messiah. The Shach in Yeridea and Hilchos Nida comes out not like that Taz. That's the and the Shastin says the Shach, but the Kruz HaKesef, the Shach over there in the Kruz HaKesef, they all argue on the Taz, and they say Messiah and Mamamish, and it's Mutter.
And by
Peos,
that's the next
Pasuk,
that we answer?
Peos, the Pasuk says, Lo Sakipo, the Marba, the Makif, and the Nikah.
Right.
You can tell the any of the tzia. Well, Allah Yirei Yisrael, the Kuliyama, the Tzara Hashem, the Malacha, the Raisa, the Hachabel, the Rafua. So what's the Malacha over here? The Malacha over here is Kaival, and the Chavala which we're doing. I mean, we're taking a tooth out. That's like an act of doing a Chavala on the person's body. Even though. Theoretically, it's malacha shenitzrich l'gufa. But now that the person is ill, this is what you want to do. So you're doing an act of chavala on the person, causing him to bleed, etc. For the refuah purposes, that's called a positive action. It's not a makalko. And the acronym is not even shenitzrich l'gufa. This is what you need to do under the circumstances. There are some Rechardim hold that not like this Magen Avraham, it's only the Rabbanan. That is, Rana Kamama Bereish Sif Yud, and after me, taking out a tooth. So take a look at the Bir Locha, the Ramaskal Umitztair. So he raises a question on this. It's about three lines in. Linius Daiti Gam Kinyesh Lain, but Masha Kazam, I'm going to rum the Tosa Shane, who Malacha the Raisa. So I don't understand this Malacha the Raisa thing over here. The Hachabal Rafu, that's a quote from the Magan Rum. So I'm rather bizarre. Chayv, I feel the man domer makalkal the chabura potter. Either be all the makalkal this potter by chabura. Most of the lamet has malach as makalkal this potter. In the malach of chabura and havara, the more as a machloek is what's alacha. One of the most makalkal the chabura is chayv. That chabura and havara are exceptions. And even though it's a makalkal, it's still chayv. And one says makalkal the chabura is potter. But even if you all mekalkel b'chabura is potter over here, it's chayiv because it's a masakenu. It's not a chabura. It's not a kilkel. It's a tikkun. That's pshat the Magen Avraham. Zodim shemur is very nice. But ahu ein mechaber rak lahutzi hashen adam emelakasi. What do you mean? The malacha is that causing it to bleed. That's the chavala. That is irrelevant. That's not. He's not. He has no kavanah for that baklau. Va'af to psik reisha.
Is the
Rabbanan? Yeah. Like the gross of Simon Shinlam and Aleph, so you do it. I'm a man, Dummer Potter, my Chai Bezet. Vafta Ayre Yisrael, Bavari Yesh Zor Bezet, Kapara Mayre, and Yehudi, Epsha Yesh Lokal, Ape, and Chalako Gufa. But now that I'm telling you that it's only Drabonon, so maybe it's Shus Shus is Mutter, even without a Chalako Gufa. The Mishabura seems to be remain with a Suffolk.
There's no more of Gozes
So the Malach of Gozes, there's that. Well, we'll see when we get to Shin Mem. There's a fascinating discussion by Gozes. The Gozes, which was an Av Malacha, was shearing the wool to use the wool. What about a case where you're shearing the hair, not to use the hair, but to make the body look better? So, is that a kumlocha in a sikh lagufa or not? It's not the usage, or it's vis-a-vis the act of taking off the hair. You don't really need the hair at all. You just throw it away, taking out the tooth. It's not clear that anything you take off the that we automatically assume anything you take off the body. Things which are normal in the sense that they normally grow, and therefore the derech would be to shear them. So hair, fingernails, goes under gozes, something like a tooth. It's not obvious that should be considered gozes. I think if I recall correctly, there is somebody wants to maybe differentiate between the baby teeth and adult teeth. Baby teeth are made to come out. I don't know, I'm remembering something vaguely. I don't remember the details of it. Okay. Let's do some dialogue. So in the case of a maka shecholo, we see there's a maka over here. There's some type of a wound or an illness, a physical damage to an inner organ. We do not need to try and estimate if this is really a sakana, because the assumption automatically is shefilo ein sham bikiyim v'cherlo ein oim reklum oisin loy kol shogilam nasis loy b'chol. We assume allahuli that it's considered a sakana without the patient saying I'm in such horrible pain, I feel like I can't, you know, without the doctor being there saying anything, it doesn't make a difference. So you do all of the regular things that you would do had it been a week later. If the doctors recognize the illness and they say that this type of illness, it's not a rush. So it might be dangerous, but you can wait after Shabbos. Also, the chalal of avabishu makashochol. To the Mishaburah. We don't need to make a calculation and make an evaluation if right now there's a danger. And there, and we do all of the standard types of procedures we do, it had been a weekday. Kosher, give them refuahs, give them foods, give them types of treatments. So the Shabbos had to learn up this language. We do everything which is ragel and the chol. Some things are not really mild or murid. They don't really affect directly to the sakana. But the language sounds like you do everything. We say, listen, you know, once it's a chalish of sakana, we're going to treat it as if it's a weekday, even though the things which are not necessary for the treatment, but if somewhere they're beneficial for the treatment, that's also mutter. The That's not true. We're only going to be matter things where that there is a concern that the lack thereof will exacerbate his situation and cause sakana. But anything which we feel confident that not treating this issue will not cause any danger, even though we know that he needs it, and that's the standard procedure how to do it. So that we deal with not as a sakana. He's still a chayla, so mir lakim is mutter. Right.
What's this far for the mikulim here? I mean, this isn't really pikuach nefesh. This act that you're doing now.
The pashas, the swara of the mikulim, is. We don't differentiate. Chazal came along and said that we're not going to start making estimations of what's dangerous and not dangerous. Once a person is chalash of sakana, everything which is necessary for his treatment is considered a necessity. It's a Ramban. Now came about it, man. Lachan lahakbar the isha shaltera. So if the mechloik is, you know, we really should stay away from this heter. And bir lachan much exiled and besayf to worry. We'll see that bir lachan is Hashem tomorrow. I mean, let's finish off the shabbos.
We should stay away from what?
Okay. Doing these other types of actions which are not necessary for the, directly for the illness, but they might have some impact. I mean, we will see later on that we're pretty liberal. Like anything which we believe that if it's left undone, the person's mental state might be affected, he might become agitated, etc. These things can exacerbate the person's condition, so we're makel in those things. Okay, this is a case of the regular case of Makar Shechola, but if we know that it could wait. Now that they can wait, there's no need at all. It says, We are clear that there's no necessity to do it on Shabbos. We can wait after Shabbos without any. If there's any suffix, so you don't take a chance. The mitzvah of Pikuach Nefesh tells you Mechal Shabbos even on a possibility. But over here, we're saying the case where there wasn't even a possibility. It's just simply, it's we know for sure that there's nothing will happen if they wait till the live. So that's the only case where we make the person wait. Okay.